Well, good morning and welcome to Worship Online at Altador Church for this Sunday, January the 30th. In our church today, we are having one of our Altador informal sessions as we learn about what much of the Baptist polity is and the things that that define us often as a Baptist. And I encourage you to explore your own beliefs in all of that today. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge that we live, work, and play on the traditional territories of the Blackfoot Confederacy, Siksika, Kainai, Piikani, the Tsuut'ina, the Stoney Nakoda Nations, and the Métis Nation, Region 3, and all the people who make their homes in the Treaty 7 region of Southern Alberta. We also affirm our pledge to stand for justice and our commitment that our church is a place where all people, regardless of race, culture, sexuality, or faith, are welcome. Together we hope that all can find the true love of God and authentic community. Our call to worship this morning. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore. Come, let us all worship and bow down together. Let us kneel together before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Let us pray. And so we do come this morning to worship you, Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We acknowledge your presence with us wherever we each are. And we pray that you will speak to us today and help us to become a little bit more like you, Jesus. Thank you that you are our Lord and Savior and the head of our church. Unite us together, we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 17 from the New International Version. Colossians 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue this week with our prayer series with the rest of the CBWC, Canadian Baptist of Western Canada Churches. And so let's listen as they share a video with us. And our collective prayer together, the words will be on the screen. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. We pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Together, turn our hearts and hands to your concern, to the needs of humanity, for food, water, air to breathe, water to drink, and shelter from the elements, for work and for rest. Proverbs speaks wisdom to us to not shut our eyes to the cry of the poor, for then we too will cry out and not be answered. We pause to ask forgiveness where we might not have heard the cry of the poor, the needy, and the oppressed. Our Father, grant us wisdom and revelation for our own habits, needs, and wants. We take more than we require while others do without. This is a hard thing, Lord. We have become accustomed to much. Transform our hearts and our lives and our actions to be satisfied with enough, so there is enough for others. Change our wants to your wants. Remind us daily that the sacrifice of laying down our lives for the sake of others is what gives us life, working with you as ministers of reconciliation. We pause to listen where you, God, need to transform our hearts, habits, needs, and wants to align with your desires. Together, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As I mentioned earlier, today in our church service, we are coming together to learn about Baptist polity. And we talked last week about the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ and His Lordship needs to be first and foremost before any other kind of beliefs and polity arrangements. And the unity of the church is the second thing that we need to come to grips with, because it is also super important. So I found a nice devotional for us to listen to this morning. It is Unity is a Gift from God, written on the prayerray.com website if you want to go there. He writes, "Unity is a gift from God. I think many of you have experienced this in real life. When we have this gift from God, we are blessed. And when we are together, when we are united, we can do anything. The most important, when unity fails, life fails." The Apostle Paul writes a letter to the Christian community in Corinth, and he thanks God for this community. He does not wait any longer to get to the heart of what he's writing this letter about. Unity. The unity of the church. And this is the main and painful theme of the letter. 1 Corinthians 1 says, "I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, and that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. You see, the church is the body of Christ. The apostle's heart aches when he is informed that the Corinthian community gathered in the name of Christ Jesus is in disagreement, divided, and forming coalitions. It is unfortunate, but that this is a topic that is relevant in our day. It is therefore important to understand the words of the Apostle Paul. The metaphor that the church is the body of Christ is the favorite of the Apostle Paul. This body has many different members. Christians are different people in appearance, character, or life history. But in being different, we form a united community, a united body. It is also important to understand that this is not a unity of similar interests or hobby, and it's not a club, but it is the church. And that means unity is a gift from God. We have received it as a gift because Jesus gave us the privilege. He made us members of his body. Because we have placed ourselves in the hands of Jesus Christ, the same commitment to Christ who holds us together in unity. This unity is more stable than any other human unity because not even death can break the body of Christ. And this unity reaches its ideal in the kingdom of God. In this unity of the church, the Holy Spirit is at work, whom God has given and who helps us to recognize that Jesus Christ is our Lord. He has saved us, lost human beings, adopted us, and brought us together in one community, the church. What unites us? The same hope that we will all be where our Lord is in the kingdom of God. The same faith that Christ himself taught, that the apostles preached, and that the Bible has passed on to us. And the same baptism in the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Baptism is how we're born into the kingdom of God, of which the church is a prototype. It is therefore very important that we do not forget this unity that has been given to us. Often our pride and selfishness trample underfoot this gift of God. Wonderful words that we need to take to heart. We read earlier the passage from Colossians, and last week we talked about Colossians 2 and the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and that is right ahead of the next section that we just read in Colossians. And that is so important, because he goes from there and says, since then, since the Lord Jesus Christ is over all, then we are to do these things. And he lays it out very clearly for us. First, set our hearts and our minds on Christ. Second, put to death all the sexual all the sinful things that he lists in verse 5 to 10 or 11 in this passage in Colossians 3. And then he says, starting in verse 12, therefore as God's chosen people, and he lays it out for us, the things that we need to do to clothe ourselves with compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience, bear with each other, forgive one another, and overall put on love, which binds together in unity. And when we do that, then the peace of Christ rules in our hearts and in the heart of our church community as a gift from God, just like we just read. So I encourage you to think about unity as such an important part that follows our recognition that Jesus Christ is Lord of all and is the head of our church, and that together we can be united together. And then we can begin to explore together some of the things that make us each one unique and each one part, an important part of the body of Christ. We are glad that you are with us, and I pray that today you will take a few minutes to think through all of these things. Pray for our church. Pray for our Baptist Union, the Canadian Baptists of Western Canada, that we may clearly hear God's voice together. And now, Almighty God, we have heard your call to live as one body. We thank you for your Son, the head of the body. We praise you for your Spirit who works to make us one. Now as we leave to worship you in our work, fellowship, and leisure, we pray for the grace to live together in harmony. We pray for imagination to find ways to strengthen our unity in Christ. And we also pray for courage to carry out these commitments in a spirit of joy through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.